COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Information about children with this disease is limited, but they are known to have had mild symptoms. Many organizations are responding accordingly depending upon their area. And for more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hey, this is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's food for thought is coming out of John chapter 14, verse 27, with a devotional called The Gift of Peace to Those Left Behind. It's the meal that begins and ends with grace. So let's get started. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. That was John chapter 14, verse 27, the NLT. When you lose someone you love, it is often devastating. The uncertainty of life going forward can seem unbearable to face. You need peace. People want to comfort you, but who knows what to say? Your peace is stolen and your heart is broken. In actuality, you're tuning every word out anyway. In fact, you want to go back to yesterday before it all happened. So you may ask, how does one find peace in this? Well, in John chapter 14, verse 27, we find Jesus talking to his disciples, preparing them for his departure here on earth. Jesus knew he was about to face death, and he wanted to leave the disciples with words that would impart in them the gift of peace, the gift of perfect peace. When Jesus told them about the gift of peace, it was something they could never experience from the world. This gift of peace would not be something that they could explain because it only comes from God. Peace would show up and give them the courage and strength to go on when facing the difficulties of life. Peace would be theirs. It belonged to them. And although Jesus knew his death was near, he also knew he would always be with them through his Holy Spirit. They would not be alone. Peace would now live within them in a different way. It would be a still small voice that speaks within their spirit to say, I'm still with you. You are not alone in this. I will help you. It would be that calm that would come over them that surpassed all understanding. It wouldn't make sense. I mean, how could one have joy in the midst of sorrow? With God, it's possible. How could one laugh when they should be crying? With God, it's possible. How could one see brighter days ahead when feeling like hiding in a dark room and never coming out? With God, it's possible. The gift of peace is in the Prince of Peace, His name is Jesus. And Jesus is saying to anyone that believes in him, they can have peace in the midst of every circumstance. Those that have faith in Jesus can receive the gift that keeps on giving, the gift of salvation through Jesus' shed blood on the cross. Ensures that anyone that believes in him has access to his peace. Peace comes in knowing that God is with you. You're in Christ. Peace comes in knowing that God loves you. You're his child. And peace comes in knowing God is faithful. You can trust him. Beloved, you too can receive this gift of peace through faith in Jesus. You see, with Jesus, there are promises in his word. The word of God says, he will keep you in perfect peace, all that trust in him and keep their thoughts on him. You must trust that he will do what he promised. He cannot lie, and he will not fail. Call on his name and trust him. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, the Passion Translation says, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Let joy overflow for you are united with the Anointed One. Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our God is ever near. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. Have faith in Jesus. Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.